Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. Sports Talk Mississippi back with you on a Monday afternoon. We go to the Farm Bureau guest line. Check out favorites.com and go with the home team. Coach Brian O'Connor joins us for the first Monday of the baseball season. We had Coach Ostrander on in the 3 o'clock hour. Coach Bianca will join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Coach, appreciate you taking some time out of the day. How much can you really learn about your team in 3 games? What did you learn about your team that you didn't know on Thursday?
Well, Brian, it's hard just 3 games in to learn too much. Obviously, there's things you always got, you take away that you got to work on, little details and things like that. But, you know, just really proud of our group that there were 3 different times this weekend that, you know, we were behind in the game, right? Certainly the third game, they hit the 3-run home run in the first. You know, and just to see our team's poise and how we handled some of those situations and came right back and got ourselves back in the ball game or took the lead. And, you know, really to see some of these pitchers, Brian, I learned a lot the opening weekend. You know, all the games are tight, and you see how some of these guys come in and manage situations. You know, we can call it like it is, Brian. There's not many guys here at State this year that have any experience pitching in this uniform, right? They might have experience pitching in college baseball or junior college or whatnot. But, you know, the tight ball games, to see the pitchers for the most part come in and throw strikes and manage the situation and keep the game in check, you know, certainly was really, really great to see. And, you know, we have a lot of options position player wise. For the most part, Brian, I, you know, only played 11 or 12 players this weekend. That will start opening up tomorrow, you know, and in a couple of these midweek games, take a look at a couple of other players and see how they manage the at bats and things like that. So all good stuff, you know, come away with 3 victories is obviously what you want to do, but also our team grow and learn.
Can I take anything away from the fact that the guys who had the best weekend at the plate, Reese, Stallman, Chance, Fried, those are all guys that played here last season?
Yeah, I think there's something to that. You know, I don't make a big deal of that, Brian. You know, Aiden Teal's played a lot of college baseball. You know, James Nunnally started most of the games last year. You know, other players, but hey, let's call it like it is. It's different. They're trying to prove themselves that they belong and that they, you know, can get the job done for Mississippi State. And, you know, candidly, I just saw a little bit of more presence out of the players that have played in this stadium and, you know, then the players that haven't. And that will start to slow down for those players that haven't. Their heart rate will slow down a little bit, and they'll you know, handle the strike zone better. You know, I thought defensively we played great all weekend. The only error we had was a throwaway on a pick off the mound. Other than that, we handled the ball in the middle of the infield exceptionally well. I thought we caught really well. So a lot of great things, but I think there's certainly something to what you said. And as the games and the at-bats stack up, I think we'll see what all these young men are capable of doing.
The other side of that coin for me is that the pitchers I thought were the most impressive this weekend were transfers, were Tomas Valinkas and Brendan Sweeney. Now, you're a former pitching coach. If you just want to say pitchers are more mentally tough than hitters, I'll let you have that. But what about that side of the coin? Why were those guys so effective?
You know, I mean, again, you talk about 2 guys, Valinkas and Sweeney. Sweeney pitched in this stadium last year, yeah, right, for South Carolina. And Valinkas started in the rotation last year at Virginia the entire year as a true freshman. And so, they handled it terrific. I thought Chris Billingsley for his first inning out there was really good. Maddox Webb came in and pitched the ninth inning with a two-run lead and managed a situation there in the ninth. So that was great to see. I thought those guys were aggressive, attacked the strike zone. And I'll tell you, Brian, I was really, really impressed with Hofstra's offensive approach. They were incredibly feisty with two strikes, would hit the ball the other way, and they played great defense on the infield. So, but those pitchers did a terrific job, especially the couple of those that you pointed out there.
So, in my job that I got to make predictions off based off of what I think you're going to do. And one of those things was, trying to predict your first lineup. And I basically got the positions right, but the batting order I was a little bit off on. What is it about James Nunnally that makes him, you want him at the top of your order?
Well, that's what I wanted to take a look at kind of here out of the gate. He was one of the most productive players in the preseason and in the fall. I thought against Florida State in the fall down in Jacksonville, he swung the bat really well. He's got a chance to lead the game off with a double, has proven to be a tough out and have a mature approach. There are a couple of at bats this weekend that he didn't, and without having Noah Sullivan in there in game one, I felt like that was the right mix for us. And this is going to be ever evolving. Typically you do what you have to do every day to win the ball game, but you also have to start to take looks at maybe what is the best lineup to have. And when you have two returning players like Ace Reese and Noah Sullivan that had terrific years last year, where they're at and who's around them, not only set them up, but also be behind them is going to be critically important for us to get figured out.
I think if you look back at the beginning of your career, a player like Bryce Chance would have been a much bigger star in college baseball. Now it's just so much about the long ball, but this is a guy who is experienced. He knows what he's doing. I thought he made great contact all weekend, had three hits, batted 300. And from the leadership piece, I think he's invaluable. I loved his choice of a walkout song as well. It's being a dinosaur in his day and age. Yeah. Bryce Chance, the player, how valuable is he to this team?
Well, he's valuable. He's a tough, gritty player. I know, Mississippi State means a lot to him, and he's got a terrific amount of pride in this place, and has been a leader ever since I took over this program, so he's very, very valuable. Even if he doesn't start a game, Brian, because maybe we want to look at some other options, or maybe get somebody in there that has a chance to drive the ball to the ballpark. He can also come in the game late defensively. You can put him into pinch run. He's pretty versatile and certainly means a lot to this baseball program.
Two midweek games coming up with Troy and Alcorn State. Troy is a very good program there and has been over the past few years. Have you made your decisions on who'll be throwing those games, or who'll be getting the starts in those games?
Yeah, well, we're still making the final decision on that, on Wednesday, but Duke Stone will start on Tuesday, and we'll just kind of chop the game up. We're still at the point Duke threw on Friday two innings, and then we'll chop it up with a bunch of relievers. We'll find out more, who's available as they warm up for the game on Tuesday, based on when they pitched and how many pitches they threw over the weekend. But we'll pour everything into Tuesday and do everything we can to win that game, and then turn our attention to the ball game on Wednesday.
One last question here. We have just about 90 seconds left. 12,200, I think, an opening day record. 12,600 for the doubleheader on Saturday. I knew the crowds would be big. They were bigger than even I thought they would be. How impressed were you with your fan support for week one?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, the fans are a big part of what make Mississippi State baseball great. They're so passionate, and as I reminded the players, they're all behind them. You know, and they're so much into the ball game and every pitch. They know the game, you know, and I know that they've been waiting for this, for the baseball season to get started, and how much pride they have in this baseball program. And just awesome, awesome for the players, the coaches and the staff to have that kind of support on opening weekend, just shows why you coach at Mississippi State and why you choose to play at Mississippi State.
I hope to continue to have these conversations with you deep into June and maybe even into July a little bit, Coach O'Connor. We'll be talking to you again soon. Coach Brian O'Connor, Mississippi State Baseball. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.